Blog Talk Radio.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lordy, my hallelujah belongs to you. You know what? 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. My God deserves it. He deserves it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, all of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, all of the glory belongs to you. You know what? 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. Our God deserves it. He deserves it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, all of the glory belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lordy, my hallelujah belongs to you. You know what? 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. My God deserves it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lordy, my hallelujah belongs to you.
Amen. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to God. Amen. Good morning to those that listen. Amen. Word of Faith Outreach Ministry, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. All inquiries can be sent to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, E-A-S-T, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, North Carolina, 28039. Again, all inquiries sent to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Those just tuning in this morning, good morning to you and your family. Amen. I'm telling you, God is so good. Amen. And we give him all the glory and all the honor. Amen. It's God. Amen. And we just want to thank God this morning. Amen. For how God watched over us. God's been good to us. Y'all know he has been good to us. Amen. And we got to keep on and letting prayer change, you know, things. And that's what the Bible said, prayer changes things. Prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Those just tuned in, we're going to be coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians 13th chapter. First verse. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And this was a letter to the Corinthians church. And it's letting us know that, you know, we must be governed by love. As being saints of God and Christians, we must be governed by love. Amen. And it was letting us know that, you know, you can speak, you know, in tongues and of angels, you know, that nobody cannot understand. But if you don't have charity, which means love, it's like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. That means ain't nothing to you. It's not really nothing about you if you don't have love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. He let you know you can have faith, so much faith, and get what you want, amen. You can be blessed, amen. You can understand the word of God, the mysteries of God, but if you have not charity, which means love, you don't have anything. You're not nothing, you know what, and you will not become nothing if you don't have love. Because love is the whole law of God. And the saints of God are the Christians, whatever way we want to say it, we have to be governed by the law of love. Third verse. We're at the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, those just tuned in. We're now at the third verse. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me none. You giving your goods, you feeding the poor, you helping the poor when they in need. You're not turning your flesh over to have sex, and you're keeping your flesh, amen. But he says still, if you don't have charity, it's not going to profit you nothing. It's not going to amount to nothing. These are the things that you got to have, amen, as being a Christian, as being governed, is by love. The whole law of God is love. He said love fulfills the whole law of God. You can speak all mysteries. He said you can know the prophecies. He said you can understand all the mysteries. He said you can have all the knowledge. You can move mountains. You can speak with tongues and of men and of angels. He said, but if you ain't got charity, he's letting us know you're sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Fourth verse, 13th chapter. Those just tuned in to 1 Corinthians. 13th chapter, we're now at the fourth verse. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easy provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. That let us know that love, amen, it don't get all out of its character. You know, so much we get out of our character, amen, and we say we're Christians, or that we love somebody. See, the Bible says that brother loveth at all times. That's the word of God. And see, when you're talking about, it's not conceited. That means the word of God is not arrogant. It's not inflated with pride. That's what that means when it says don't envy if it ain't puffed up. It says it's not rude and it's not unmannerly. That's what it means when it says don't vaunt itself. That means it's got manners and it's not unbecomely. And it does not insist on its own rights or its own way. See, some people got to have things their own way. But the Bible said they don't seek his own. And it's not easy to provoke in the fifth verse. And to think of no evil. Yes, it does not. And it takes account of the evil, it, that's done to it. And it pays no attention to suffer wrong, amen. A lot of times we pay attention too much to wrong, you know, and that's the reason why we're suffering, because we pay too much attention of it. And we don't supposed to be touchy. We don't supposed to be threat. We are resentful when there's iniquity. He said, but rejoicing in the truth. Rejoice not in iniquity. That means you don't get touched or prepped or resentful when somebody says something to you and you know you're wrong. And a lot of times we get very touchy, especially us as saints. We get very touchy. We get offended because somebody has told us something, you know, in love, amen. But when they tell you in love, you are supposed to still not be resentful. And you're not supposed to get touchy about it. You're not supposed to, take account of evil, amen. That means the Bible says don't give place to the devil. That's the word of God. And a person like that, You know, you can't have a person that's very sensitive. That's the real sensitive people. They get upset when you say things to them. You know, that's a person that's thin-skinned. And, you know, they experience feelings of alienation, irritability, and resentment in relationships. That means they isolate from people. They think everybody their enemy. They think ain't nobody right but them. See, that's not love. The law of God says, you know, that love, it rejoices. And when iniquity is done, it rejoices when the truth comes out. It don't rejoice when evil is out, when people are doing evil or saying false things. It rejoices in the truth. It don't seek its own. That means some of us, you know, we're seeking our own. We're not seeking things from God. We're seeking stuff from people. We want to be mandated by people, amen. We want to be validated by people, but you got to be validated by the Holy Spirit, which is God. And when you got the Spirit, the Bible says God is the Spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says God is love. And, you know, sometimes people, they get hypersensitive. Oh, man, they fly off the handle. You know, they've been deeply hurt, you know, and they have rejection. And they need a lot of approval from others, people like that. And a person like that, you know, their remarks may not be intended to be hurtful. But, you know, it's difficult for a person that's sensitive to trust other people and to accept obstructive criticism or advice. And this weakness, it'll hinder positive relationships. You know, when presentations or suggestions are rejected, the action is taken as a personal attack. And that's the way people do. When you suggest something, or you present something to them, or you show them something that is wrong or something that isn't right, they take it personally, you know, as a personal attack. They get offended. And, you know, when a person is hypersensitive, you know, the enemy could come through spiritual warfare, and, you know, and we have to do good warfare. And we have God given weapons to our adversary, and you know, let me tell you some of the weapons which include among the things the anointing that is upon us that Jesus gave us to bind up the brokenhearted. And Luke 4:18 said the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's one of the things that can what? It can bind up, amen, the enemy. And when we're doing warfare, spiritual warfare, then if you look at Ephesians 6:17, the shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16, and the help of the Holy Spirit, John 14:6, which may come through a Christian counselor, our minister, our friend. These things will help us when somebody can tell us in love. Like Galatians 6:1 says, when a brother is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, go to and restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. We got to have love. The Christians, amen, that say they know God and love God, we have to be governed by the law of God, which is his love. And then, remember, James told us that, you know, that we are supposed to confess our faults to one another. You know, that means, you know, when we have slips and we have false steps and, you know, we get offenses in our sins. And he told us to pray for one another, that we can be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. And then he told us, amen, you know, that James 5:16 said that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means it has a tremendous power, available, dynamic and working, amen. That means that if we pray, that it will give us power, amen. And, you know, and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, according to Revelation 12:11. We're overcomers. The Bible said that we overcome by the word of our testimony. Amen. We are testimonies of God. We are living epistles of God. Amen. Therefore, we are living testimonies. Amen. And when we have a testimony, we have to let the people know that God is love. Amen. No matter what all this hate is going on in the world, through this world, all this killing is going on. Amen. But there is still love in the world. The world, amen, needs what? God. And let me tell you something. We need to start introducing some people to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, we'll go around and introduce people to our families, our friends, our husbands, our wives. Amen. But we don't introduce them to Jesus. Amen. We got to go about our Father's business. We got to get out here and knock on doors. Amen. We got to go on the highways and hedges and compel dying men and women to come. Amen. It's people out there lost. Amen. It's people out there waiting for you to knock on their door that have not been introduced to Jesus Christ, amen. It's people out there waiting you to come and invite them to your church, amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, amen, that sheep go get sheep, amen. We have to go out there and be in sheep and go get the lost sheep, amen. See, we already found, amen, but we got to get those that's lost. He said, what? Shepherd wouldn't leave that 99 and go after that one. If you can get one person, amen, that's a blessing, amen. Glory be to God. Don't you know the angels in heaven be rejoicing? Amen. We go out there and we turn our heart over to Jesus when that sinner man's heart is turned over, knowing that the love of God, amen, that it will never, never fail, amen. Let me tell you, it reaches to the highest mountain. It can go to the lowest valley, amen. That's that blood and that love that give us strength today, today. It will never lose its power. Let me tell you, that song say when nothing else can help, love lifted me, amen. Let me tell you something. Love can lift you up, amen. I don't care how low that you are. I don't care how far people think that you don't win. But I'm telling you, love, amen, the law of God, the love, amen, that governs, amen, God's word, that supposed to govern us, amen, amen. It can turn people around, amen. It can take their feet out of the miry clay and set upon a rock. That rock is Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. He's a rock of our salvation, amen. He is the stone which the builders rejected, amen. And now he's the chief cornerstone, amen. He is the head, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail. We're the ones that's above and not beneath, amen. We're the ones, we feel like that we're cast down, but we're not forsaken, amen. Glory be to God. God said, don't be shaken in mind. Don't be shaken in spirit, amen. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. Your hope is built, amen, on things eternal, amen. Your hope's going to be built on Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of our lives, amen. Glory be to God. We need more love in the world today, amen. People are not preaching on love. They're preaching on hate. They're talking about hate. They're promoting hate, amen. But we as the Christian soldiers, amen, we're marching in the war, amen, with the cross of Jesus, amen. We're supposed to have love on that cross. Because one thing about Jesus, when he went, amen, was bearing his cross, he still had love. Even though the people, amen, was mocking us and spitting on him, amen. Glory be to God. He may have put nails in his hands and his feet. Amen. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They put a crown of thorns on his head. He still, amen, he had love. Amen. He bore his cross with love. And that's the way we got to do. The Bible says he never said a murmuring word. He just said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because he had so much love, amen. Glory be to God. Could no grave hold his body down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, death, where is your sting? Oh, victory, where? Grave, where is your victory, amen. Glory be to God. There's victory in Jesus, amen. There's nothing. Death can't hold us down, amen. Glory be to God. It cannot even separate us from God, amen, when we have the love, the agape love of God, the true love of God, amen, the Christian love of God, amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, amen. That love, amen, it has a multitude of fault according to the word, amen. Let me tell you something, even when that husband, amen, cheat on that wife, or even that husband might go and beat on that wife and she take them back. It's that love that they have, amen. That's what bring them back, amen. Because they're not looking at what they did to them. All they know is that how much love that they have for them. See, that's the way Jesus was. When they beat him with 40 stripes, amen, he didn't look at them just beating them with 40 stripes. But he looked at the love that he had for the people. He wanted them reconciled back to the Father, amen. He is the mediator between us and God. He stands before God night and day pleading your cause. As David said in the 35th Psalm, plead my cause, O Lord. Fight against them that fight against me. Amen. Strive with them that strive with me. Stand up, amen, for my hold, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out the spirit that's persecuting me. You are my soul. You are my salvation. He's the God of our salvation. Yes, he is. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. You still got your right mind. You still got your limbs, amen. Glory be to God. You still walking. You're still talking. He let you go to work every day, amen. He let you, amen, take care of your families, your husband, your wives, your children, whatever you got to take care of. God is allowing you to do it because in God you move and in God you have your being. You can do nothing without him, amen. Everything's moving by the power of God. Hallelujah. Everything's moving. I don't know about you, but I know that man's love was so great, amen, that their love forgave every sin, amen, that you can name. Every curse, amen, that love was so great, amen. Glory be to God. No greater love than this, than a man laid down his life for a friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I've not called you servants, but I've called you friends, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is calling us forth, amen, to stand up and be counted for, amen. Oh, yes, we got to hold up the bloodstained banner, amen. Glory be to God. Love, amen. Glory be to God. It's supposed to be governing us right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's the enemy's law, amen. Hate and jealousy, amen, and malice, amen, and not getting along with one another. That's the enemy's, amen. But we got tools, amen, from God, which is love and peace and joy and holiness and righteousness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Glory be to God. As that song say, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And let me tell you something. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Glory be to God. Remember, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you want to battle something, battle it in love. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you, good always triumphs over evil. It always, amen. It always prevails. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Love, the law of God. Love, which governs the saints of God, the Christians. Amen. The ones, amen, that's saying that he's our Lord. He's our King of Kings, amen. He's our wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, amen. Let me tell you something. He's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. He's our shield and our buckler. He's a shelter in the time of a storm, amen. That's amen. Glory be to God. Who, amen, is over us, amen. We got to have love. Let me tell you something. Stop getting offended by stuff, amen. See, that's where the enemy messes us up as being Christians. We get offended too much. Amen. When somebody tells us something in love, we get offended. We got to stop getting offended. We got to accept it, amen, and take it in love. The Bible even says he chastened whom he loved. Amen. He said he wants to be chastened so we would not be bastards but sons. We are the sons of God. And men that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. He said, you don't have my spirit, you ain't none of mine. You ain't got God's spirit, you ain't none of his. And what his one of his main spirits, which governs the whole world, is love. Amen. You gotta have that love. Glory be to God. That love, amen, when everything ain't going your way. You gotta have love when you don't know how you're gonna get food on your table. You gotta have love when that you feel like won't nobody give you a chance, won't nobody let you work on a job. Everybody turn their back on you. People saying bad things about you. People trying to do things to you, amen. People trying to set traps for you, amen. Remember, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up, thou shalt condemn. For this the heavens for my people, saith the Lord. You have an inheritance from God, amen. You can condemn it, amen. Any weapon somebody try. Amen, to try on you. I don't care if it's witchcraft. I don't care if somebody try to lie on you. I don't care if somebody try to kill you. Amen. The Bible said, no weapon formed against you going to prosper. Amen. Because God gave the saints power. Amen. And let me tell you something. He said, all power, you know, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Let me tell you something. We have power. Amen. He said to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He said you could take up deadly poisons and it won't even harm you. Amen. Let me tell you something. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Amen. You got the greater one on the inside. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Jesus is risen. He's still alive. Amen. God is not dead. If you think your God is dead, try mine. He's still alive. Amen. He's alive because he wakes me up in the morning. Glory be to God. He's alive because he forgave me for my sins. Amen. He's alive, amen, because, amen, I'm still walking, I'm still talking, amen. And when death came to destroy me, though he's going to take me to the grave, God held me. He kept me, amen. When I almost gave up, amen, glory be to God, he kept me. Hallelujah. When I felt like I couldn't take life anymore, glory be to God, God kept me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we be right at the edge of a breakthrough, and we can't even see, amen. But let me tell you, that's when God gonna step right in, amen. That's when you're ready to be blessed. When you done gave it over to Jesus, when you give up the fight and give it to God, let God fight your battle, amen. Give it to him, amen. Glory be to God. Not an eye for an eye, not a tooth for a tooth, amen. But let me tell you, give the battle over to Jesus, amen. And I'm telling you, he will fix it, amen. He said, sit down on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. That's what he'll do, amen. He'll make your enemies your footstool, amen. Glory be to God. He'll take your and make your night into day, amen. He'll take your tears and make them, amen, into joy, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is just so good. Amen. Like David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, you let me tell you, it wouldn't be enough. Amen. Glory be to God. Because his mercy endures forever. Glory be to God. There's no end to it. Amen. He gives us new mercies. Amen. Every day that you wake up is a new mercy. It's a new day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I know my help cometh from the Lord. David said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. My help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, forgetting those things that are behind me. He said, now press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You got a higher calling. Amen. This earth is not your calling. Amen. You got a calling in a heavenly home. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the reason why, amen, you got to put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks and the trains, amen. For you're not fighting with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, amen. Rulers of darkness, amen. Glory be to God. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We must pull them down, amen. And you pull them down through the power of prayer, through the power of love while you're praying, amen. Love people while you're praying. While you're praying for your enemies, those that's talking about you, those that's lying on you, those that's against you, love them while you're praying for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord, to your will. And yes, to your ways. Amen. Glory be to God. You better love him. Well, David said, with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. That means you giving all your strength to God. Don't give your strength to the devil. Don't use your mouth to hate and lie and talk about people, put people down. Or use your mouth to lift up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. You want to draw God, Jesus, to people, to Jesus? Lift God up. Tell them about the goodness. Where's the blessings that you spake of? Amen. He said, you got to love one another like Christ loved us. Amen. I'm sorry we're out of time. Now we're going to go into some prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for the word of God. And sharper than any two-edged sword, that it cut to the marrow of the bone, Father. And let this word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. Oh, Father, let it make every crooked path straight in us, Father. Oh, Father God, you said be a doer of the word as well as a hearer of the word, Father. Oh, Father God, we tear down everything that's not like you, Father. Oh, Father, we tear down walls, Father. We tear down hate, Father. Father. We tear down rejection, Father. We tear down alienation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we lift it up in you, Father, in the bloodstained battle of love and peace and joy and happiness, Father, and purity and righteousness and holiness, Father. Oh, glory be to God. God, we lift you up, Father, that you will draw all men, Father. For you are the light of the world, and you are the light of men, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are the seed that sits up on the hill that can't be hid, Father. And Father, we know that that light is not hidden from the world, Father. That Father, but let the people of God not hide it from the people who have the light, Father. That they may come, Father, and see the goodness of you, Father. For you said the goodness of God leadeth to repentance, Father. Let them know, Father, God, that you're good all the time, Father. And let them know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Now, Father, for the purpose, Father, that you set us up on earth, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that it will be done, Father, it's already in heaven, Father. We thank you, Father, that men will be reconciled back to you, Father. We command that the backslider will return back to you, Father, with their whole heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for these things, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will heal us, Father, even heal America, Father. Those that promote hatred and other things is not like you, Father. Heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we want to thank you for World of Faith Outreach Ministry on Tuesday at 7:15 p.m. Bible study, 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship. Amen. For fourth Sunday, we'll be having our Family Friends Day. The 22nd, I'll be preaching at Pastor Kellum's 29th anniversary, Bethlehem Power Tower of Faith. Amen. Pastor Charlene Kellum will be speaking on the 29th anniversary. Amen. Tuesday at 7:30. Also, I'll be speaking September 17th at a women's conference in Staple at Apostle Young's Church. We ask you all to keep those announcements in mind. Our bishop's anniversary starts the 1st of October, the 24th anniversary appreciation service. So we thanking you for listening. Amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.